I wanted just to do a short, simple meditation. I want to talk a little bit about that first. The purpose of these meditations, there's a series of steps and they build upon one another. And there are steps that I've learned from my teachers, particularly my teacher, Swami Dayananda Saraswati. He's in the habit of giving 3-year residential courses. Students just want to sit and learn, do nothing else for 3 years. And so he gradually leads everybody through a series of steps for meditation. They're meant to quiet the mind and open the heart and address every level of our experience. The objects of meditation involve the body, the mind, breath, memories, relationships, sensation, situations outside, the whole gamut of human experience. And they're meant to create a relaxed and alert mind. Many people think of meditation as a form of concentration, whereas it's a very will-based exercise, and we need to work very, very diligently and apply our will to constrain our attention so that it focuses on one little area. But really, meditations, at least these initial steps, are to relax the mind and make the mind alert. And one of the advantages of that, of being able to do that, is that it creates a mind that's conducive to listening to this teaching and to understanding things in a very immediate and personal way, because the mind is not going off on all sorts of tangents when one is trying to listen. It's also a practice in letting things be with compassion and gratitude. And that will be part of the meditation practice as well. There's great freedom in learning to let things be as they are, learning, especially letting people be as they are, not internalizing them, letting them have their own space. And you really bless a person by accepting them and being able to see a person as they are and letting them be as they are. And it greatly blesses you because you're not intertwined, entangled with their potential melodrama. That's another advantage of these meditations. And lastly, they're stepping stones to Nididhyasana. Nididhyasana is contemplation on the contemplator himself or herself. So many meditation techniques, all meditation techniques, have an object of meditation. It can be a mantra, a sound, it can be a sound symbol, it can be a yantra, a visual symbol, it can be the breath, it can be the sensations in the body, it can be sound, it can be a murti, a devata, a sacred image. But they all maintain the subject-object duality. The unique thing about Nididhyasana, which is one of the fundamental spiritual practices of this tradition, is that you take that mind that's relaxed and alert and focused, and you turn it on the meditator himself. And that takes some context, that takes some background, because you can't really meditate on the meditator until you have an idea of who the meditator is. We take ourselves to be so many things. And really, this Nididhyasana, this contemplation, is a way to fully integrate what you've learned and really own up and make it your own and develop nishtha, develop a firmness in the vision of your own freedom. I know some of you might have existing meditation practices. We'll start off very simply with some simple steps. And don't blow them off, though. They can be very powerful. I know that whenever I've tried to learn a new meditation technique, oftentimes I would fall back into my own practice that I was familiar with. And then I ended up not learning the steps or the practice that was being presented. So if you have your own meditation practice, that's great. You know, you can do that as you wish. But it's nice just to practice these as we go along. This first day will be a fairly simple, short meditation, so we can commence that now.